Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
It looks beautiful outside with all that sunshine, but the camera is shaking. The temperatures are dropping. I'll show you what it will feel like if you're headed out to shop this afternoon.
Plus, if you've ever been to local stores or malls, you have probably already noticed it's a lot different on this Black Friday than in years past. And we'll tell you where shoppers are having difficulty finding deals.
And federal regulators say the Merck COVID-19 pill works, but they're still not 100% sold on the treatment. We'll tell you what they're requesting now.
Sunny afternoon, as Elizabeth said, not as warm as yesterday. This morning's front is leaving some chilly, breezy conditions behind. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey, filling in for Renee Chu this afternoon. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at what it will feel like for those Black Friday shoppers this afternoon. Elizabeth, it was really chilly this morning, but it's warming up.
It is. It's warming up. We're seeing temperatures in the mid-50s right now, which, you know, on a day that it wasn't windy, it would probably feel just fine. But look at this. Our wind is now coming out of the northwest at 10 miles per hour. And if that was a southwesterly wind, it wouldn't be so bad. That's what we saw yesterday. I had this nice flow coming out of the south. Temperatures were mild in the low 60s, but we're probably not going to get any warmer than we are right now. You can see the color contours over North Carolina are green, but you look back across Virginia and they are blue. So there is cold air that is coming our way. It's 58 in Fayetteville, 56 in Rocky Mount, and 50 degrees in Roxboro right now. Our 24-hour temperature change, we're running a little bit cooler than yesterday from the Triangle area northward, but by tonight, it will be more like 20 degrees colder. Our wind speed is on the left. Winds are coming out of the northwest at 13 in Roxboro, 10 in Raleigh, but it's gusty out there too. The gust on the left, on the right side, we're gusting to almost 20 in Clinton and Raleigh, 25 in Roxboro, 24 in Rocky Mount. So it's getting pretty blustery out there. So are we going to see a wind chill? So far, we're really not seeing much of a wind chill, but certainly by later this afternoon, as our temperatures fall, it will start to feel colder than it really is. We're going to hold on to the 50s all the way until around 4 o'clock, and then our temperatures really start to drop quickly. We're into the 30s at 8, and I'll show you how far we'll drop tonight coming up.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Well, it's the moment many shoppers have been waiting for. Black Friday has truly kicked off. We had crews at Crabtree Valley Mall this morning where the crowds were pretty light, but WRAL's Laura Levine is live there now with a look at how things are going this afternoon. It looks a little busy behind you, Laura.
Yeah, well, Michelle, take a look for yourself. The crowds are definitely picking up here inside Crabtree Valley Mall, and they're here for the deals. Right now, we're inside Altered State, and you can see it is getting pretty busy. Now, some I spoke with this morning say, although the foot traffic inside is moving right along, it's far different from what Black Friday has looked like in the past with the pandemic, and more people turning to online shopping. Black Friday has changed for many shoppers and retailers. Now, some shoppers I spoke with were in and out of the mall within 30 minutes. Others were on their second trip. The mini Black Friday deals started early this year, which is why some people believe a lot of people took advantage of that.
They don't even do the same deals that they used to do anymore, honestly. It was the same deals as yesterday. It wasn't really that crazy.
Got some sales on this. I actually got some jewelry as well that I got some sale on, which I ordered online. Not going to say from where because it's a surprise, but I got a lot of great deals for Black Friday, so I'm happy.
And Michelle, what we're noticing here at Side Altered State is that as the day progresses, more and more people are coming to the mall, so we will continue to monitor the crowd size and, of course, all of the deals. Back to you.
All right, Laura Levine live at the Crabtree Valley Mall. Thanks, Laura.
The economic recovery from COVID has thrown a wrench in the supply chain, hitting businesses and then shoppers. In spite of it all, retail sales continue to rise. Between Thanksgiving Day and Cyber Monday this year, the National Retail Federation expects there'll be nearly 2 million more shoppers than last year. And each shopper is projected to spend about $1,000 during the holiday season. Economists say one reason people are spending is because they can now.
Consumers are very healthy. They've got $4 trillion in savings on the sidelines. They've paid down debt. We've seen $5 trillion of fiscal stimulus.
National Retail Federation says it could be well into next year before issues with the supply chain are all ironed out. Americans did more than just eat turkey and watch football, though, this Thanksgiving. They did some serious spending, online shopping. Total online spending for the day is on track to reach almost $5.5 billion. That's according to Adobe, which analyzes online transactions. Adobe says shoppers were taking advantage of strong discounts on toys, clothing, computers, TVs, and sporting goods.
And that online shopping continues to climb. This year, shoppers are expected to spend $200 billion during this holiday season. That is according to Adobe, as Jeff mentioned, which is monitoring online sales. Online shopping is at a high, but experts say you should be on alert for suspicious emails, phone calls, and text messages. Also, watch out for websites that suddenly give you those pop-ups promising big deals.
Peace of mind shopping. And really what a shopper needs to do or a consumer needs to do is to always shop at online retailers that are well-known and have been busy for a long time.
Cyber experts recommend changing your password often and using 10 to 12 different characters. And WREL Smart Shopper has compiled all the best deals in one place for you. Search Black Friday on WREL.com or in your app for coupon codes and the best deals.
Federal health regulators say an experimental COVID-19 pill from Merck is effective against the virus, but stopped short of giving it 100% backing. The FDA scientists want additional information about risks of birth defects and other problems during pregnancy. Merck says the treatment reduces the risk of hospitalization and dying in people at risk, high risk of severe COVID-19 infections. Another experimental antiviral from Pfizer is also under FDA review. Both promise to provide COVID-19 treatment that people can easily take at home to keep them out of the hospital. Wake County's free drive-through testing locations will reopen again tomorrow. They're closed today as part of the Thanksgiving holiday period. Starting Wednesday, appointments will be required at the drive-through testing locations.
And the new COVID surge could be made even worse with the emergence of a new strain thought to be even more contagious than the Delta variant. Today, Belgium became the first European Union country to announce a case of the variant first detected in South Africa. As Jonathan Siri reports, the EU is looking to take steps to prevent the spread.
The new COVID surge is accelerating in many parts of the U.S., driven by colder weather and the Delta variant. More than 30 states are now seeing a spike in cases, with the Midwest and Southwest particularly hard hit. The Pentagon is sending two military medical teams to Michigan to relieve overworked healthcare providers. 44 military physicians, nurses, and respiratory therapists will arrive next week. Hospital officials are welcoming the help, but say more is needed. The deployment comes after military teams were also dispatched to Colorado to help overwhelmed hospitals there. Meanwhile, health officials are warning of another potentially dangerous variant. It's from South Africa, and early studies show it could be even more contagious than Delta. But doctors say they need more data.
Here's the issue. There's 32 mutations to the spike protein. That's concerning, but we don't yet know how transmissible this is and whether it would evade the vaccine.
On Friday, the UK joined at least eight other European countries in banning flights from southern Africa, hoping to keep the new variant contained, with international health officials concerned that as more people travel for the holidays, COVID infections will have more opportunities to spread.
We want to look at suspending links because we want to avoid that there are loopholes through which the virus finds its way in Europe.
And that was Jonathan Siri reporting there. South African officials are now asking for financial support to get more people vaccinated and stop the spread of the new variant.
Today is a shortened trading session on Wall Street. Wraps up in less than an hour. Probably a good thing. Stop the bleeding here. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is taking a bath. It's down 953 points right now. All the major indices are down. New York Stock Exchange down 475 points. Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 320 right now. Still to come next at noon, body parts created from a 3D printer. How realistic is a 3D eye? A man from London who is the first to get one.
Also, artificial intelligence in cars, what Honda is testing right now that could reduce accident rates.
And the search for a missing man from Morrisville at 12:30, a live report to update his status.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
A London Compton Hospital says a man there is the first person in the world to exclusively use a fully 3D printed eye. The 47-year-old man received the donation yesterday. This is him. The hospital says it is more realistic than current models with depth to the pupil. They also say printing such an eye is faster than existing manufacturing methods, and the custom fitting process is less invasive. And Honda hopes to eliminate traffic accidents by 2050 with a risk aversion system using artificial intelligence. Existing driver assistance systems issue alerts to drivers when there are risks of accidents, such as when bicycles and pedestrians come near the car. Honda's new system analyzes whether the driver is aware of such risks. If the car detects that the driver does not see a pedestrian, it tightens the driver's seatbelt. Honda hopes to commercialize the technology in the later half of the decade.
Officials in Utah say the snowpack in the state is about half of the average, despite precipitation totals being fairly high. Haley Higgins explains what this could mean for the drought.
Heavy snow in October had many thinking this winter could be exactly what the mountains need to help with the historic drought.
We started off the water year quite well.
Because of the wet autumn, we are still ahead of the curve when it comes to precipitation for this time of year at about 130%. The bad news, USDA hydrologists report the ever-important snowpack is half of what it should be.
Generally, statewide, we're unfortunately well below average for this time of year.
Well, there is some good news. The soil moisture levels are much better than last year. So this means when the snow does melt, more water will make it into the reservoirs.
This is a time where we would expect to see more on the ground than we're seeing right now. And it is disappointing that we're not looking at more in our mountain locations. But it is, again, still fairly new, this snowpack season. So we're still hopeful that things will turn around.
We will kick off our second annual WREL Night of Lights. WREL's Casey Cunningham is at Dick's Park with why you won't want to miss this COVID-safe event.
Nights of Lights will feature even more lights this year. And check this out. We found Santa. He's over here at the WREL workshop, hard at work right before Christmas here. I also want to show you this. You can see just a preview of some of the lights you're going to see. Nights of Lights is a 1.3-mile route that is lined with very festive displays. You'll see illuminated trees, Santa's elves, and then features of Santa himself, like this workshop here. Nights of Lights runs through Christmas Eve. We do have some advice for you. Arrive as close to your time slot as possible, so that will cut down on wait times. Also, each time slot will have fewer cars, so wait times will be shorter than last year. It is $20 per car for general admission. I was able to check a few minutes ago and found that there is still an open time slot for opening night. There is a late time slot at 9:30. Also, other availability on Saturday and throughout the weeks leading up to Christmas as well. We also have a VIP fast lane experience this year, and those tickets are on WREL.com/lights. That is where you can find all the information about Nights of Lights. Casey Cunningham, WREL News in Raleigh.
And also returning this year, a night dedicated to cyclists. Bike Night is December 13th. Tickets are $10 per bike. This is video from the first bike night held last weekend. WREL's Nights of Lights runs through Christmas Eve. It's $20 per car. You can head to WREL.com/lights to get your ticket. Opening night is nearly sold out, as Casey mentioned.
WREL is launching an annual campaign to help our community, and you can help as well. It is time for the Coats for the Children campaign. Go to WREL.com/coats to make a donation or text COATS to the number on your screen here. You can also drop off new or gently worn coats at participating Jiffy Lube locations throughout the Triangle. We will share more information with you in the days to come about other ways that you can help. Coats mandatory today, certainly. Elizabeth Gardner and the WREL Severe Weather Center, and they will be for days ahead.
You know, sometimes we'll, you know, in November and start December on a warmer note, but that has not been the case this year. We've had several weeks of some chilly temperatures. We're looking at a whole week ahead of us next week with some chilly temperatures. It looks pretty out. Goldsboro, Apex, Chapel Hill, Durham, all with some sunshine. This camera in Goldsboro is pretty susceptible to the wind, so it tends to shake pretty easily, and it's really moving around out there. You can see also here in Chapel Hill, the traffic lights are swinging in the breeze. So we're looking at breezy conditions really all across the viewing area. Our rain from this morning, of course, it moved on out rather quickly. Our temperature right now, 54. We'll hold it there, but gradually start to see our temperatures dropping. And once we get to, say, 4 or 5 o'clock, we're looking at temperatures falling into the 40s because this northwesterly wind, that breeze that we're seeing, is going to be pushing in cold air all day long. So a much different scenario than we saw yesterday. Our winds, of course, as we head through the afternoon, going to be anywhere from, say, 10 to 15 miles per hour with some gusts up to 20, 25. So it definitely feels blustery. And even though we saw some rain early this morning, this dry air and these strong winds coming in are going to be drying things out, a lot of the leaves and that sort of thing, so that we have high fire danger for this afternoon. Now, the winds won't be as strong tomorrow. So if you have something that you really need to burn, you're in a rural area, if you can put it off one more day, it will be safer. We've had our cold front shift offshore, this high pressure system, as one of the reasons that we're seeing the colder air spilling in today, and we're really going to feel it tonight. A lot of the coldest air is still on the other side of the mountains. It's 35 in Nashville right now, 32 in Cleveland. Look at that, 35 right here at the lunchtime in Nashville, and 26 in Chicago. We'll see our temperatures dropping into the 20s overnight tonight, but we'll see our highs rebounding fairly nicely through the weekend. 38 is our normal low. We tend to hit that this time of year around 7 a.m. So it'll be a cold start to Saturday. But after that, our temperatures will be in the 30s overnight and even some 40s getting into next week. And your shopping planner for the rest of the afternoon, again, looking at 50s with some breezy conditions and then dropping pretty quickly into the 40s. Nights of lights, of course, looks great. Our skies are clear. Of course, it is a rain or shine event. So it doesn't matter so much if it's raining, but it's a little more pleasant if it isn't raining. You may catch a glimpse of some pretty stars as you're out there at Dick's Park. Hanukkah begins Sunday at sunset, and we look at the week ahead. It gets colder on Monday. We're going to see a cold front that comes through on Sunday. It's not likely to bring us some rain, but we'll watch the timing for that coming up in just a little bit. We see temperatures beginning to rebound by the middle of next week. And of course, we have our tower lighting broadcast on Wednesday. Another chilly event for tonight, the State Carolina game. We'll have the game time forecast for you coming up in just a few minutes.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. And as you just mentioned, it's getting colder outside and maybe inside, too. Well, a portable heater can help. On WREL News at 4, Monica LaLiberty shows us 3 recommendations that could help you balance safety and warmth.
Then at 5:30, it is rivalry weekend. You know what that means. Eric Miller takes us to Carter-Finley, where both the Wolf Pack and Tar Heels will compete to end the regular season with a win. Instead of rushing to the stores in search of Black Friday deals, there's a movement to help you keep your money in your wallet. And we'll have that for you after the break.
Plus, a bulletproof vest worn by Kanye West will soon hit the auction block, the connection to his latest body of work.
That is sunbathed Sanford right now. It is 12:21, and those blue skies, just beautiful. It is chilly outside, though. The look on this side of the camera is fantastic. Holiday shopping season has officially begun, and hopefully that special package you ordered wasn't tossed into a ravine. That is what a big shipping company is dealing with at the moment, plus a recall of 2 popular antiperspirants. Those are among today's business headlines with Maribel Aber.
The biggest shopping event of the year is here despite all the shopping action before Black Friday. Roughly 2 million more shoppers than last year are expected between Thanksgiving Day and Cyber Monday. Each shopper is projected to spend $1,000 during the holiday season. Analysts expect that with supply chain delays and shortages, physical stores may become more appealing for shoppers as many are receiving out-of-stock messages online. The National Retail Federation says that consumers are healthy, having paid down debt and $4 trillion in savings. Procter & Gamble is issuing a voluntary recall for its Old Spice and Secret Aerosol Spray antiperspirants for containing the chemical benzene, a cancer-causing chemical. Old Spice Below Deck Aerosol Spray products are also part of the 18 recalled products. In its recall, Procter & Gamble said that the daily exposure to benzene in the recalled products at the levels detected in its test would not be expected to cause adverse health consequences. A full list of exactly which products are being recalled could be found on fda.gov. Imagine tracking your FedEx package and learning it needed, or it ended up, tossed in a ravine. That was the fate of hundreds of FedEx packages. The packages were discovered discarded in a ravine Wednesday in Blount County, Alabama. FedEx responded to the scene by sending multiple trucks and drivers to load the packages. FedEx said in a statement that it's taking steps to recover and transport the affected packages as quickly as possible and is conducting a review of the situation. And those are your business headlines. I'm Maribel Aber on the Money Desk.
Well, today could be the last Black Friday ever for Sears and Kmart stores nationwide. When the two historic brands merged back in 2005, there were 3,500 stores across the country. Now, there's only 21 full-line Sears stores and just 6 Kmarts in the U.S. Retail experts predict those numbers will go down to zero soon, but they're not alone. Lord & Taylor completely folded during the pandemic, and JCPenney was forced into bankruptcy. And it may be Black Friday for many people, but for others, it's International Buy Nothing Day. Advocates say there are several ways you can support it. You can cut up your credit cards, you can balance your checkbook, clean out that closet that you've been meaning to for the past 3 years, and donate to or volunteer at a local food pantry. People can post to social media with the hashtag Buy Nothing Day, Jeff.
That's Buy Nothing Day.
That's like a horror thought for me.
Originated in Canada back in 1992 by an artist named Ted Dave. Oh. I don't know. It was just moved to the day. He used to do it in September, and I moved it to the day after Thanksgiving, you know, because it's such a popular day.
To
it's
go
just
against Black Friday shopping.
Straight protest, just like that, you know. Is that a Scrooge kind of move there, if you participate in that?
Mm-mm. Sorry, Ted. It's not going to work on me.
I might take him up on it. It has been nearly 2 weeks since the family of a Morrisville man has seen or heard from him. This morning, rescue crews returned to the scene of a crash near 540 involving his vehicle. And we're live with what we've learned about the search efforts.
Plus, more Americans are feeling comfortable with flying to their destination. Just ahead, how this year's airport screening numbers compared to last year. And here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. Good luck.
Number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
A search for a missing Morrisville man is underway right now. It's been 2 weeks since Dale Wheeler was last seen.
Authorities say Wheeler went missing after crashing his car. WRAL's Keely Arthur is live with a search in Morrisville right now, which is near Church Street and the I-540 overpass. Keely, what's going on here?
It's just such a sad and peculiar situation, Michelle. Wheeler was last seen just about 2 weeks ago. You can see here where his car crashed. You can see the debris of the vehicle. And then you can look up here and see where the car smashed into this trailer. Authorities say they found Wheeler's car pretty quickly after the accident. But what they never found, or who they never found, was Dale Weaver. That is why so many friends, family, even strangers are out here today near the overpass where Wheeler went missing earlier this month. They believe that when he crashed his car, he hit his head. That is why they found blood in the car and that he began to walk around in the area. Friends tell WRAL News that it would be extremely out of character for Wheeler to purposely go missing, and they believe he was injured or worse. However, they're hoping for the best.
It would be a miracle, and miracles happen. It would be a miracle if maybe he's in a hospital somewhere and he doesn't know who he is. He hit his head really hard. He's got severe head trauma. I mean, so that would be the best case scenario.
Morrisville police tell us they have no solid leads on this case. Volunteers say they will not stop until Wheeler is found. One woman brought her dog Lily out today to help in the search, so it really is all hands on deck. This search will continue to go on for the rest of the day. Again, we are at the Church Street location near Weaver Forest Way, rather, and that is right underneath the I-540 overpass in Morrisville. So if you want to come down and help, you are more than welcome to do so. Everyone says that they are not going to stop, Michelle, until Wheeler is found.
And this search, Kaylee, is still going on. It's open to the public as well. Kaylee Arthur live in Morrisville. Thanks so much, Kaylee.
And I'm Brian Schrader in the WRAL Live Center. Some news breaking in just the past few minutes about that new variant of COVID-19. The White House apparently is going to be discussing potential travel curbs involving southern African countries as early as this afternoon. The Wall Street Journal and Reuters reporting that the White House is talking about it, and the Dow Jones News Service is reporting that those meetings supposedly are going to happen later this afternoon to talk about those potential curbs. It comes as the stock market is reeling from that news over the variant and concerns about the variant. Right now, as we take a look at those live numbers, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 800 points. Trading ends at 1 o'clock because of the holiday. It's shortened trading today. Certainly, though, with that Dow Jones Industrial Average down now more than 2%, it is taking a bite out of stocks. Meanwhile, we've learned that Hong Kong has identified a second case of that COVID variant, according to CNN. South Africa, Botswana, Israel, Belgium, and Hong Kong all now reporting cases. Also at 1 o'clock, Canadian health ministers are going to address the media to talk about this latest variant. Back to you.
And all that, Brian, while 2.3 million travelers were screened Wednesday at airports across the country. This is a live look at RDU International. The day before Thanksgiving is typically the busiest travel day of the year, but recent travel numbers have, of course, been affected by the pandemic, and this year's travel numbers nearing pre-pandemic levels now. Last year, only 1.1 million travelers were screened on the same day.
Today is Black Friday, and despite reports of high inflation and issues with supply chains, shoppers are flocking to shopping centers and malls in search of bargains. Ellison Barber reports from a mall in Kennesaw, Georgia.
A lot of people started shopping early, well before this week, and some people are shopping in person instead of online because they're worried about shipping delays. This mall opened at 7 a.m. and it's been pretty busy all day. There were lines well before the sun came up of people waiting outside to come in and do their holiday shopping in person. Here's some of what we've heard from shoppers.
But I'm so excited to be back. It's like my favorite day of the year.
It definitely feels more expensive than the past years because everyone's trying to gain that money that they didn't earn last year.
For a lot of people, shopping in person is giving them the ability to be flexible. If they go to a store and they don't have the product that they were hoping to get, they can adjust and go to another store and maybe get something else. And they don't have to worry about shipping delays, waiting to get a package at home, and then the time it takes to get it sent back and then possibly get a new one. The property manager here tells us that they think this will actually be a very busy and, in their world, a beneficial good shopping season because of the supply chain issues. They say it's making people rethink that the way they would normally do things and that they're coming in person instead of doing things online. Reporting in Kennesaw, Georgia, I'm Ellison Barber, NBC News.
Holiday shoppers are on the move for Black Friday bargains as well. Shoppers flocked to the Tanger outlets in Daytona Beach Friday morning, hoping to get their hands on some good deals. Look at the lines here. Despite supply chain issues and potential shortages of popular gift items, a lot of shoppers started making holiday purchases early this year. But the Black Friday pre-dawn ritual still draws big crowds.
One conversation a Duke doctor says you should have as you're gathered for the holidays with your family is to talk about your family's medical history. Dr. Lori Orlando says 80% of families have at least one area of disease risk that warrants a different approach to screening and prevention. Most people, though, don't know their family history well enough to help their doctor evaluate that risk. Dr. Orlando encourages you to first let your family know you plan on having this conversation so they come prepared, and then begin by asking about any history of cancer, diabetes, mental health issues, and heart disease.
Because the kinds of things we need are, who's the relative? How are they related to you? What gender are they? what medical conditions did they have and how old were they when they had those medical conditions? And then if they're deceased, what did they die from and how old were they when they died?
Dr. Orlando says it's a good idea to write all that information in your notes or a Google document and then share it with your family for everyone to have.
As Wake County's population grows, so do local health care services. In Garner, that growth comes at a price, though. UNC is closing that town's Rex Wellness Center next year. A statement reads, UNC Rex recently received regulatory approval to build a surgery center at that site, which will provide much-needed surgical services for that region closer to home. But the news came as a shock to some members.
To my knowledge, there's no place else in Garner that has an indoor pool where people can do pool exercises.
I have to say I was quite distressed because we live out in Clayton, so to go to any of the other centers just doesn't seem likely for us.
UNC Rex healthcare officials say they will work closely with members who want to shift to another wellness center in their network.
Thousands of dollars worth of handbags and electronics stolen in California. We'll have the latest on these brazen smash and grabs and what police are doing to prevent this from happening again.
And are you still working on getting your holiday shopping done? Maybe a shopping bot can help you. We'll explain what that is coming up next. And we want to see what's happening in your neighborhood. Make sure it's safe to take pictures or video and then look for the reported link on WREL.com or on the WREL News app. California smash and grab thieves are at it again, this time getting away with about $25,000 worth of merchandise from a Los Angeles area Nordstrom. Christina Coleman explains what's being done to stop the brazen acts.
Law enforcement beefed up patrols in California, but it's not stopping this surge in organized retail crime. The day before Thanksgiving, a group of thieves stole an estimated $25,000 worth of merchandise, including seven or eight high-end purses during a smash-and-grab robbery at Nordstrom in an L.A. area mall. Additional police were already on patrol at the mall when this happened.
Unfortunately, we did have additional suspects enter behind that suspect and grab a number of high-dollar value purses and flee from this location.
And in Oakland, a security guard was shot while he was protecting a news crew that was reporting on crime. Police say a suspect tried to rob that news crew in the middle of the day. The injured security guard is a former police officer. He's expected to survive. Critics say California's soft-on-crime approach is leading to this surge in organized retail crime, though San Francisco's progressive DA says this rampant violence won't be tolerated. In Los Angeles, this high-end shopping mall is now installing what they call custom-fabricated barriers to prevent the kind of robbery they experienced Monday night when around 20 people smashed a window at the Nordstrom store and stole clothing.
And that was Christina Coleman reporting. At this point, law enforcement is looking for dozens of people tied to these robberies with no sign of the surge in organized retail crime slowing down there in California.
North Carolina is the top state for Christmas tree sales east of the Rocky Mountains. Farmers expect to supply more than 5 million live trees this year. Most of the farmers are in the northwestern corner of our state, Ashe County, where the White House tree was cut this year. It is one of the top producing counties in the nation. There are plenty of opportunities coming up to help those in need in our communities, and you can sign up to be a Santa to a local senior. Just like a traditional angel tree, you can select an angel from area partners with a list of gift suggestions and return your gifts with the angel so it can be delivered before Christmas. Angels are available at several Raleigh Starbucks locations. You can also collect angels through December 6th.
And here in the WRIO Live Center, some more variant news just in. Britain's Sky News is reporting that a South African health official has been told that the WHO decided at its meeting today that it will designate this new variant as a variant of concern. That is a bump up in significance from a variant of interest. It means that they believe the variant may be more transmissible or more dangerous. Unfortunately, there are no really firm answers about that right now. It's going to be weeks before scientists know exactly exactly what this mutation means, but certainly it is raising alarms among the health community around the world, and it will be determined a variant of concern from the World Health Organization. We've also learned from CNBC that Johnson & Johnson is testing its vaccine right now against the new variant. Back to you.
All right, thanks for that update, Brian. Well, some parents are getting a little holiday help with their shopping from bots. Why some retailers reject the computer assistance.
Plus, a rare find in Britain is captivating the attention of archaeological minds all around the world. We'll tell you what makes this mosaic so special in just a bit. Some parents are turning to a new kind of Santa's helper to fulfill their Christmas wish lists, the consumer-friendly shopping bot. Maribel Aber shares the pros and cons of this technology.
Desperate to find the hottest holiday gifts, you may want to turn to shopping bots. The Wall Street Journal reports the controversial technology is now being used by parents trying to find popular toys. Shopping bots scan retail websites to see when sold-out items are being restocked. Then they automatically place orders. Resellers have long used bots to find and flip in-demand items. But now, bots like SnailBot are being used by parents for holiday shopping. SnailBot costs $99 a month and scours Walmart's and Amazon's website in search of items you select. The first step to using a bot often is to download the program. From there, you'll create a profile, enter billing information, then connect the account to the retailers you want to shop at. You may have to enter some details on the items you're looking for, and then finally, you run the task, telling the bot to start searching. But the use of bots has its downside. Some e-commerce sites could ban consumers found using them. So far, that hasn't scared off shoppers desperate to get the hottest gifts.
As Maribel Aber reporting there, the use of bots rose in popularity a few years ago by sneaker enthusiasts looking to get their hands on high-end pairs released in limited quantities. Now, the programs have since expanded to target different products and services, including appointments for COVID-19 vaccine shots and spots for workout classes when those were scarce.
With Thanksgiving behind us, it's almost time to celebrate the season with WREL's 63rd annual tower lighting. Join us Wednesday, December 1st, as we turn our 300-foot TV tower into North Carolina's tallest lighted tree. We'll have fantastic local entertainment in Rocky Mount and in Durham as well, where we'll light the towers at our sister properties. Tune in for a live half-hour special at 7 p.m. on Wednesday as we celebrate the season. And speaking of Durham, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is here with a live look at Durham right now. Beautiful blue skies. A little chilly out there. Might need the like jacket for today.
You know, if you can find yourself a sunny spot where you were out of the wind, it would feel okay. Our temperature is in the mid-50s right now. There's a Lucky Strike Tower, and of course, that's one of the ones that we will light on Wednesday, and it's always an exciting time around here. Of course, right after that, we have our Coats for the Children telethon, so it's a busy season, I know, for everybody. Here's a look at Goldsboro. The trees out here in downtown, these, of course, have the lights in them. They're so pretty at night, but they're moving around pretty well right now with the winds that we're seeing. We're seeing some gusts right now, 20 to 25 miles per hour, but the temperature there in Goldsboro is 58. We're going to head down to the golf course, Longleaf Golf and Family Club. Not a lot of people out there right now. It's a little bit breezy, a little chilly, 55 degrees, but that sunshine certainly looks beautiful. Our cold front has moved offshore and high pressure will be building in. The next thing we do is track another front that rolls in on Sunday, but this one you probably won't even notice. For one, it's not even showing up on our map just yet, but when it comes through on Sunday, it's not going to bring us any rain, maybe just a quick cloud or two, and then temperatures will drop a little bit behind it. We've got a little placeholder there at 10% for Sunday, but we're really not expecting to see much rain out of this. Let's jump ahead to tomorrow. We're looking at a nice day for tomorrow. We'll see plenty of sunshine. We begin to watch our front that's back to the west. This is going to be, you know, nothing that's going to be a big deal for us. This is lunchtime Saturday. We'll move it on out and get a little closer to Sunday. Here's 8:30 on Saturday. Our flow on Saturday starts to come out of the south, but it's not going to be with us long enough or strong enough to really warm things up. We'll see our overnight lows a lot warmer on Saturday night than we will tonight as we drop back into the 20s. But this is interesting to watch because some folks may be traveling up to Chicago, up to New York, on up into New England. We do have a snowstorm that will roll through, and that will be Saturday night into Sunday. There's 3 a.m. on Sunday. So if you have family or you're planning to head up to anywhere between Buffalo and New York City and on up toward Boston on late Sunday or Monday, there may be some flight delays because of that system. But for us, we're just looking at a few passing clouds. We did not see very much rain with the system that rolled through last night. It was less than a quarter of an inch. So we've only seen a little over half an inch at RDU and a little under half an inch in Fayetteville. So we're at 2 inches below normal for the month so far. Here's another way to look at it, and you can see how much of the state is seeing below normal precipitation. For our area, it's anywhere from only 25 to 50% of normal for the last month. At least it will be dry for the Carolina NC State game. Boy, it's going to be chilly, though. Anybody who's out tailgating, temperatures will be dropping into the 40s, and then we'll drop it down into the 30s for the bulk of the game, and it will still be breezy, so make sure you're all bundled up. After that, the remainder of the weekend looks nice for decorating. It won't be as windy Saturday or Sunday. Sunday evening, of course, Hanukkah begins, and we are talking about our tower lighting. Of course, that is on Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Wow, check this out, an extravagant ceremony fit for a king, or shall we say kings. We'll show you the celebration 6,000 miles away from the U.S. and the reason behind it.
Thanksgiving is over now, and Christmas movie releases are ready to get you in the holiday spirit. New today on WRL News at 4, the list of the new movies premiering this season.
Oh boy, Christmas is upon us. Well, while Americans gave thanks around the dinner table yesterday, Egypt reopened the 3,000-year-old Avenue of Sphinxes to the public. Looks fake, doesn't it? The extravagant ceremony took place in the southern city of Luxor. The ancient walkway is nearly 2 miles long and about 250 feet wide and has undergone several restoration efforts. The latest began in 2017. Wow, it was once named the Path of God. You can see why. The extravagant march included a symphony orchestra, lighting effects, professional dancers, horse-drawn carriages, and more. And a rare find on a British farm has wowed some history buffs. Archaeologists have found a Roman mosaic under a farm in East Midlands. It's the first time a Roman mosaic has been uncovered in 1,600 years. The artwork depicts a battle during the Trojan War. It forms the floor of what experts believe was a dining or entertaining area in a large villa. Human remains dating back to the late Roman or early medieval period were also found at that site. Wow.
That is wow. A bulletproof vest worn by Kanye West during the release party for his album Donda is headed to auction. The vest is being offered at Christie's with a pre-sale estimate between $20,000 and $30,000. The black vest has ballistic panels and has Donda hand-painted in white and signed MBD, which stands for My Body Different. West's album Donda was dedicated to his late mother, Donda West. It set an Apple Music record for the most live streams in history with well over 5 million.
Our pet of the day has the most adorable expression. Look how sweet. We hope that he won't have to wait too long for his forever home. Meet Ozzy. This is the 8-month-old neutered male. He's easy to please and is picking up basic obedience skills lightning fast. He weighs about 40 pounds right now. He likely will get a little bigger. He's probably going to be about 70 when he's full grown. You can read more about Ozzy and all the pets at the SPCA of Wake County. That's spcawake.org.
As we wrap things up, here's a look at a few of the headlines we are following for you today. The world is reacting to a new COVID variant identified in South Africa. The World Health Organization is meeting right now to discuss the next steps. Some nations have already canceled air travel to and from the area. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the U.S. may eventually do that, but is still working to gather data. The search is on at this hour for a Morrisville man missing after a car crash 2 weeks ago. Volunteers gathered this morning to search for Dale Wallace. Wallace's car was found under I-540 with airbags deployed and damage to it, but Wallace was nowhere to be found. Black Friday is in full swing in the Triangle and across the country. Shoppers are returning to area malls to make purchases in person this year. More than 158 million people nationwide are expected to shop this holiday weekend. Experts say some people will go out just because they can now and to feel comfortable shopping, so expect more crowds out there than before the pandemic, although it's been a slow start this Friday.
Slow, but yeah. I think it's going to pick up later today. We'll continue to follow those developing headlines and more on WRL.com and when we return at 4 o'clock.
Breaking news updates anytime on WRL's news app. Have a great weekend.